It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to the week two edition of our weekly wrestling recap. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Great to have you on as part of our Cobos Insurance Center wrestling show. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about here in the next 20, 25, 30 minutes, however long it takes us. We're not on the clock, per se. We've got some great topics to talk about. We're going to hear from Amherst head wrestling coach Brian Caesar in just a little bit. And Sean, as always, a lot to talk about, not only as far as last week was concerned, but the upcoming weekend as far as action on the mats.
Yeah, wrestling's one of those sports that doesn't mess around. They get right into the thick of it from the start, and some great wrestling last weekend we were talking about, and a lot of big tournaments, a lot of our local teams were involved in this past week, and now you start to see from the list that I gave you, the word holiday starts appearing on some of these events coming up next weekend and the weekend after. A lot of big holiday tournaments coming up, and man, you see some good competition in those.
By the way, we are going to have Brian Caesar on during the last segment of the show, but boy, the Amherst Comet Wrestling program, they're off to a very good start.
Right, we were just talking about how they kind of had that runner-up finish in the Knights of Columbus, one of our big tournaments to kick off the season, and they went to Bellevue for the Bob Bailey Invitational, and they won that tournament. So two trophies out of two events so far. That is a nice start for the Comets.
So again, a lot to talk about between now and the bottom of the hour when we wrap things up. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at last weekend's action on the mat, what happened as far as local wrestlers were concerned. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. We're glad to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you're listening on your phone with that WEOL mobile app. Perhaps you've dialed in online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our weekly Thursday Wrestling Recap Show, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center as well as Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Of course, Sean covers the wrestling scene throughout the wrestling campaign for the CT and does a great job with it. And we're thrilled to have him with us each and every Thursday at this time for our Wrestling Recap Show. Well, speaking of recap, Sean, let's kind of get into last week and recap some of the action that took place out on the mats. And during our opening segment, we talked about Amherst at that Bob Bailey. Boy, first out of 10 teams, including 12 placers for the Amherst Comets in that Bob Bailey.
And I think that's they only had 12. I think the other two spots were there's 14 weight classes, and the two weight classes that they didn't place, and I believe they didn't have wrestlers. So, yeah, quite impressive when you take your entire crew to a place and everybody finishes on the podium, and obviously highlighted by their two champions, Alex Reyes at 106 at the very bottom of the lineup, and Matt Lee at heavyweight at the very top of the lineup with another championship, his second in two events.
I'll tell you what, we were talking earlier about Lee. I mean, this young man is just off to a fabulous start. Nine matches, nine pins.
Yeah, don't quote me on that. That's what I said.
You said it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I know he was like four or five in the first one, and then four. But yeah, it's pretty impressive to watch. He's on a mission. He's like a wrecking ball right now, just kind of running through the competition. Now he's obviously looking forward to some probably some tougher opponents coming up. He'll have they're going to Perry Penn City. They're going to some tougher events that'll hopefully give him a little bit better challenge. But he's looking to go to state this year and do a little bit more than he did last year.
Anything out of that Bob Bailey that jumps out at you before we move on? Anything else?
No, yeah, I mean, obviously Wellington was there as well, and they had eight placers, so, you know, good showing by the two local teams that were there, and, you know, what can you say? That's what you like to see is these guys building that early season momentum, building the confidence, and every time they land on a podium, that's, you know, something nice.
And, of course, last week on this show, we had Elyria High head coach Eric Burnett. We talked about that Ironman, one of the premier tournaments not only in the state but perhaps the country, and Elyria went down there and fared fairly well.
Yeah, they finished 18th, which might seem, a lot of people are like, wow, that's not that good. But there's 89 teams there, and every single team that goes to Ironman is no slouch. We're talking about nationally ranked teams. So 18th out of 89 of the best wrestling programs in the country is really good. And they still don't have Tristan Brady and Brendan Price, which are two guys that are expected to go to state for Elyria. They're still not in the lineup yet. So Elyria's still got some horses sitting in the stable. But three placers, Kevin Vo, and all three of them are kind of disappointed, believe it or not. That's how incredibly high the expectations are for Elyria. Kevin Vo finished third at 285 pounds. They were their top placer. That's his second. He won the title his sophomore year. Did not wrestle last year at the Ironman because of a football injury.
Right.
JT Brown was fifth at 182. And Eric's son, a freshman, Mick Burnett, was sixth at 106. He had an impressive in the quarterfinals, a victory over Moshe Schwartz from Wyoming Seminary School in Pennsylvania. He had a 6-4 decision over him. Moshe was ranked number 3 in the country when Mick Burnett knocked him off.
That's very impressive. And yeah, it was so cool last week on the show to hear Eric Burnett talking about the opportunity to coach his son and really be immersed, you know, in his action on the mat. Obviously, when he was at the younger levels, Eric was so involved with the varsity program that he really didn't have a chance to watch Mick. So that was really cool to hear that. And obviously, Mick came out and afforded himself very, very well.
Yeah, and it's obviously a mixed bloodline. I mean, I don't know if he had any really choice in the matter. I mean, with Eric as his dad and Scott as his uncle and the bloodline and Ron, his grandfather, I mean, that's what he was born to do. And obviously, the problem with Mick is after beating that number 3 in the nation, he then had to face three straight nationally ranked opponents. Julian Tagg from Brecksville, he lost to in the semifinals by 1 point, 4-3. Then he lost to Nick Encantara from Blair Academy in New Jersey. He's ranked 19th in the nation. He lost 3-1 to him. And then he actually was injured in his final match against Ryan Chauvin from Lake Highland Prep from Florida and didn't actually get to complete that match. But, yeah, just a buzzsaw minefield for a freshman to come in and face four straight nationally ranked wrestlers.
Unbelievable. Think about that young man's future over at Elyria High. Yeah, I wanted to switch over to Cuyahoga Heights High School. They had the Redskin Wrestling Invitational, and there were four Lorain County teams that went over there. In fact, all four out of the Patriot Athletic Conference, Brookside, Firelands, Keystone, and Oberlin. Take a moment or two and just kind of recap that Redskin Invitational, if you could.
Yeah, well, right off the bat, the nice thing is every single one of those schools had placers. I think Oberlin had three, and Keystone had seven, Brookside had nine, and Firelands had 12. Brookside had the top finish. They were the runner-up. They got the runner-up trophy and kind of did it right there at the end. Greg Packard, their heavyweight, ended up beating Sean Lipscomb in a very close match in the final heavyweight. It was kind of round-robin tournament. Mm-hmm. And he ended up edging him in a close match to win the championship. Lipscomb finished runner-up for Firelands. And that actually gave, I think, Brookside 1 point victory for the second place, and Firelands finished third. So that was a real nice, tight match. And Lipscomb wrestled with Team Ohio in multiple national events over the summer, so he is a definite big name heavyweight. So that's a nice win for Packard and Brookside. So,
go ahead.
And then I was just going to say there's a couple other big champs, Brad Hune from Brookside as well, and then Peyton Bergdorf from Firelands, only a freshman, won the 106-pound championship, and that's always impressive because every year I'll be covering a tournament, and I'll talk to a kid that I've been covering for years, a senior or something like that, and say, you know, how many tournament wins? Oh, this is my first. We'll see a freshman come out and win a tournament within their first one or two high school tournaments. That's always impressive to see.
Very cool. And again, Keystone finished sixth, Oberlin 11th out of 11. Real quick before we take the break, anything else from last weekend that kind of jumps out at you, Sean?
Well, also there was a couple of local teams out at the Mike Lewis Buckeye Tournament. Lorain was there. They finished 7th out of the 12 teams. North Ridgeville was 10th. North Ridgeville had a guy, and I don't know a lot about him. This is the first year I've kind of been seeing his name, so I don't know a lot about him, but he was the only area champion there, and that's Abed Suleiman. He was the champion, 113 pounds. I'm sure he's like a younger guy because, like I said, I haven't seen a lot of him wrestling, so he might be a freshman or sophomore. I'll have to double-check my records, but that's really really nice to see somebody go in there and kind of make a name for themselves.
Well, no doubt. So again, it was a very, very busy weekend last weekend. Great to see and great to hear about so many young wrestlers in the Lorain County area making their mark on the mats. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend, and we'll have a conversation with Amherst head wrestling coach Brian Caesar. The head coach of the Comets will stop by and pay us a visit. So stay with us. It's our weekly Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center as well as Ohio Family Realty. And we're glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL on your phone with that WEOL mobile app. And we're online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to the Thursday Wrestling Recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We do this each and every Thursday, talking about the guys out on the mats in the Lorain County and Northeast Ohio area. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors who make this show possible each and every Thursday right here on AM 930 WEOL, and of course online and on the WEOL mobile app. Well, during our last segment, we talked about action that was on the mats last weekend, and certainly there's a lot of action to talk about this weekend as well. But before we do that, Sean Bennett, we've got a very special guest on the line.
Right. Brian Caesar from Amherst joins us. Brian, we kind of talked about the Bob Bailey and how nice it is that Amherst is off to this great start. Get two trophies and two tournaments, runner-up finish at the very large Knights of Columbus, big field there, and then go to Bellevue, and you guys won the team championship this weekend. Got to be good for the kids as far as momentum and confidence right off the bat.
Yeah, definitely. When you can start out with a couple tournaments that you can compete and do well in at the beginning, it definitely builds our confidence and let's just get off to a good start, definitely.
Brian, we talked about Alex Reyes and Matt Lee not only last week on the show, but in our opening segment tonight. Take a moment or two and just talk about the start that those two individuals are off to for your Amherst program.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Lee, he's kind of in the league of his own right now, like with physical ability. He does things at the heavyweight weight class that you don't see very often. He picked the kid up in the finals like three times, picked him up in the air and just slammed him back on the mat. He's doing a great job for us. Obviously he's undefeated. And Alex Reyes, he just provides, leadership, in the practice room, and he's undefeated as well. And he wrestled at 106 last weekend, dropped down in weight class. And won the tournament at Bellevue. Beat a kid that was a district placer in Division III. Had a pretty good weight class at that tournament. But he's doing great for us as well, which is what I kind of expected out of them.
Brian, from a coaching perspective, it's got to be nice seeing Reyes at 106, which is the very bottom of the lineup, Lee at the very top of the lineup, but being your two champions, because a lot of times you see. If you have a handful of good kids at the in a program, they're kind of bunched up in the middle somewhere because they're the ones kind of like helping each other out in the weight room. So it's got to be nice to have a light guy and a heavy guy being two of your best, so that the lineup's well rounded.
Yeah, definitely. Especially coming into dual meets now, it's kind of like one of those things you wish you started out at 106. Like back in the old day, you used to start out at the first weight class and end at heavyweight every time. It would be really nice to have a solid wrestler that's usually going to get a six at the beginning and a solid, wrestler that's going to get a six at the end. But, just having them there at the end of the lineup is great. Like you said, sometimes you do get kids bunched up, and it seems like every couple of years you'll end up having like three or four kids like around the same couple of weights, and one's got to wrestle up a weight where they they weigh they're underweight for their class. Then you got a couple that are wrestling off every single week and things like that. So yeah, it is definitely nice to have those guys there.
Again, we're talking with Brian Caesar, the wrestling coach over at Amherst. And Brian, is your team on the mats this weekend, or are you off?
Yeah, we're wrestling Westlake this week, and next week we have a try with Lorain and Firelands at Lorain's new high school.
Coach, when you get into this time of the year, the holidays and school breaks, and of course, earlier today we just had some awful weather, is it tough to keep those kids focused? I mean, what do you do with everything else that's going on in their lives? I mean, obviously, the holiday time, it's challenging for all of us, especially for young teenagers. Anything in particular that you do to keep those kids sharp?
You know, I started this last year, and I'm doing it again this year. You know, we got out of the holiday tournament. I know the holiday tournaments have been a big tradition, and you know, there's some good tournaments with Brecksville and Medina and things like that. But what I decided, I got out of the holiday tournaments, and I said, you know what, let's just take a couple days off. Sometimes, you know, it's a long season. It goes 4 months. So, you know, I'm going to give them a little bit of a break, two or three days around Christmas time just to get their mindset, you know, and say, hey, we've kind of done the first half of the season. Let's mentally regroup. If you guys want to work out, I'll open up the room or whatever. If you want to take a couple of days, take a couple of days. But, you know, that's what I tried last year, and it seemed to work pretty well because we didn't peak too early, or we didn't fall apart before the season was over. I thought we had a pretty decent showing for the second half last year.
Brian, I just got one last question for you, and I didn't get to delve too deeply into the topic during my preview because they just recently released the information about sectionals. But this year, they're kind of splitting Lorain County all around the place. You, Elyria, and Lorain are going to Toledo Waite, Avon Lake, and North Ridgeville going over to Oregon Clay, and Midview going to Westlake. Your thoughts on the idea of kind of splitting up the talent for that first level of postseason, and what are your kind of your pros and cons of this year?
Well, actually, that's the first I've actually heard of where we're going for sure. So I appreciate you telling me that. I had heard, you know, talk that we were going to be going out west, and we did go out west a few years ago. And I didn't really understand why a few years ago they brought us back to the sectional with St. Ed's and all the Cuyahoga County teams. So I'm happy about it. You know, I mean, it needed to happen. Last year, I mean, there was, at heavyweight, there were only three kids at one of the sectionals, one of the Toledo sectionals. I think it was Oregon Clay. So there was actually, like, a kid from Olmsted Falls at heavyweight that got in to districts because one of the sectionals only had three kids. He took fifth from Olmsted Falls at our sectional, and then he ended up making it to state and placing sixth in the state. So, you know, right there, that shows you that, you know, we can't have guys that weren't going to make it out of sectionals that are capable of placing at the state tournament. We can't have all those teams bunched together. We got to spread them out, and I'm happy that the state is getting it right.
Very good. Coach, I know you're busy, so again, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us here on our weekly wrestling show on WEOL. Hey, man, congratulations on the terrific start your program is off to, and continued success as the year moves along. Let's hope we have you on a couple of more times this year.
All right, yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate you coming on. That's Brian Caesar, the head wrestling coach over at Amherst, as he joins us as part of our weekly wrestling recap. You see, Sean Bennett, that's why you're the guru. You're breaking news to the coaches. You're telling them where he's going to be wrestling in the spring.
Yeah, and actually, I think we're still waiting on the Northeast District, so some of our local teams still don't know. That was actually the Northwest District that put their sectional assignments at, and we saw that we have several Lorain County teams going to those. It's kind of an odd situation because we have three different sectionals that are splitting our Division I teams apart, which is great for, and it's really weird too because they're supposed to be splitting that talent up, yet the three of the best Division I programs, Elyria, Lorain, and Amherst, are all getting bunched in one sectional out there. So it's kind of still an odd situation, but I would think, I honestly believe that both Amherst and Elyria have the lineups this year where they're going to probably send double-digit wrestlers, 10 out of 14 minimum, onto the district tournament out of those sectionals out there.
Wow. All right, we'll see as it gets closer, but you're right, there's some powerhouse programs there. All right, a couple of minutes left before we wrap things up for this week's edition of the show. Anything coming up this weekend that kind of captures your attention?
Well, the one that most people will keep their eye on is that traditional JB Firestone Invitational out at Black River on Saturday. We have several, probably a lot of the same schools that kind of bunch up in at the Redskin and things like that, Brookside, Columbia, Oberlin, Vermilion, and Black River, four pack schools, Vermilion. And obviously now with the Sandusky Bay Conference. But that's always that's almost 50 years old, that tournament. It's very a traditional tournament, and people love to go out there and see it. It's not too far of a drive, so if you want to see some good especially with the bad roads and the bad weather potentially. If you don't want to drive too far, that's a good place to go out and see some local wrestlers compete. And we mentioned a couple holiday tournaments are already starting. The North Canton Holiday Tournament at North Canton Hoover High. That's Friday and Saturday. Avon will be out there. Lyric Catholic at the Hudson Holiday Invitational on Friday and Saturday as well.
Wow, another busy weekend coming up. And what do you got coming up before we finish things off? Let's plug what you're going to be covering as far as your weekly column is concerned.
I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm on vacation this week, so I'm kind of popping in on my own time just to put a few things together. But we do have our first honor roll coming out that'll have all the area wrestlers that have winning records after 2 weeks. That'll be listed in there. We'll have some players or some wrestlers of the week. They don't like to be called players in wrestling. Wrestlers of the week, and I'm going to try to put a write-up together of some of the things that maybe didn't make the paper. We've been trying to do a good job of covering the events as they come in throughout the first 2 weeks, so we've got a lot of that in, but there are a few things that slip through the cracks, so we're going to try to put that together for my weekly notes.
And that weekly column will be in?
Tomorrow's paper.
Yep, Friday's paper. So look forward to taking all that in. Well, I'm sorry we brought you in here off your vacation.
Not a problem. I enjoy it. It's worth it.
And again, a huge thank you not only to Sean Bennett, but of course, one Brian Caesar from Amherst for stopping by and paying us a visit. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of our Wrestling Recap. Again, it's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. For Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, and again, catch his column in tomorrow's CT. This is Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you much for listening to this weekly wrestling show on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the WEOL mobile app, and online at WEOL.com.